It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today to study the precious Word. And we're going into the book of John, the Gospel of John, John chapter 7. We're going to read from verse 14 through verse 24. 14 through 24 in the 7th chapter of John. If you please open your Bibles, and that way you can read along and follow with me and enjoy that Word and see exactly what the Word itself is saying. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. We always enjoy reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God. Now please that you would join me as we read this precious Word today, John chapter 7. We're going to begin reading with the 14th verse, John chapter 7, verse 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. The Jews marveled, saying, "How knowest this man letters, having never learned?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me?" The people answered and said, "Thou hast a devil who goeth about to kill thee." And Jesus answered and said to them, "I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receive circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Let's begin with prayer before we start the study after the reading of His precious Word. Father, I thank You today that we can come and study Your Word, enjoy the Word, that we may come to know You and come to grow in You each and every day, Lord Jesus. This is a precious study in the Gospel of John. Help us now to understand each and every verse. Help us not to take it out of context. Help us not to take away from anything of Your Word or put anything extra into Your Word. Let's look directly to You for wisdom and for power and for strength today. I thank You for Your Word. Please that You would guide and lead us now as we are studying it. It's Your Word, Father, so speak to our hearts through it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look to the Word and enjoy it each time we open the Scripture, we find that they were amazed as Jesus come into the temple. We have studied down through the 16th verse the last time we were together. But they were so taken by what this man Jesus knew. He was not taught by them. He was not taught by any of the schools that they thought that He should have went through in order to be able to speak of the things that He was speaking of. Well, they didn't realize that He was God and it was His Word that they were learning in these schools, or they should have been learning. And the difference is that Jesus knew the truth. He knew what was right, not what man had added to it. But as He stood up, He spoke with such authority, and He spoke with such wisdom of the Word that they couldn't help but pay attention. They couldn't help but listen. And it's so important that we do the same, that we are able to discern what man has added to the Word or taken away from the Word for their own peace and their own satisfaction and their own prideful way. And with what God has intended for us to see and to find in the Word of God. The only authority that I have is His precious Word. And that's to learn of Him, to know that He is my Savior, and to grow each day in Him. But this is the only book that we have. Many have written about, many have added to with the books that they have in thinking that they're helping people to grow closer to the Lord. But what they have done in their own way, they have changed the Word of God. And we need to be so careful that we know what the Word tells us and stay clearly with the Word. Jesus again, now about the midst of the feast, remember it was the Feast of the Tabernacle. And about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. Remember before, he was hiding. He was staying away because his time had not yet come. His stepbrothers wanted him to go. Said, you need to perform some miracles in Jerusalem so these people can see you, and then they'll know who you are. Well, they didn't even know who he was. They was just looking at this man. They did not believe him to be God. And so even the stepbrothers, the people that were raised with him, they still had to recognize their sin, confess their sin unto the Lord Jesus, and be saved. Now, that's what each one of us need to do. It doesn't matter what our name is or where we attend church. We have to go the same action, the same course, and that is to confess our sin and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us. And he is faithful to forgive us when we come and ask with not only our mouth but with our heart. Because our heart is broken over our sin, over our condition, and we want to get back into fellowship with God. It's important that we do it God's way. Everything must be done in God's way. Well, he come to the temple. He taught in the temple. The Jews marveled. They were amazed at what he knew. Knoweth this man letters, as he would speak of the books of Moses and all the Isaiah, as he would quote the words, and they just could not believe that he could have such knowledge, because he didn't go through the schools that he should have went through again. And Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. We go through several times through this precious word confirming that God the Father and God the Son are equal. One is not more powerful or less than the other. They are equal. They are two individual persons. There are three actual persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three independent individual persons, yet one. They are in total agreement always. And as the Son has come down here to do his Father's will, he is making that very clear in the 16th verse. Jesus said to them, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. It wasn't that Jesus disagreed with it in any way, because never did the Father and the Son ever disagree. Their thoughts are always the same. Their directions are always the same. They are always together. But he is not taking any of the credit. He is placing himself as a servant, doing his Father's will. And he's saying, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. So you see, to reject this word, to add to it or to take away from it, to not follow it clearly and without the changes of man, we must follow this. Because here it's telling us that if you do not come by the way the Word tells us to come unto Jesus, that you cannot know God the Father. And if you reject the message Jesus is telling us here, and through his whole Word, not just parts of it, but the whole Word of God completely, and if we look to the Word, study it from cover to cover, you'll find of the beautiful continuity of the Word of God. It's the most wonderful book, most beautiful book. It has the way that we should be saved, the way that we should live, and it shows us time after time, and it's all together. One part does not contradict the other part. It comes together. And as we look to the doctrine of the Word of God, and that today is something that people do not want to even talk about. They want to talk about just Jesus himself. You cannot talk about Jesus without talking about his doctrine, the Word of God. And if, so you can't know one without the other. You can't have one without the other. So if you're expecting to walk with Jesus and say you know the Lord Jesus and call yourself a Christian, then you better begin to agree with the Word of God. You better begin to find out what the Word of God says. And until you do that, you probably don't even know Jesus, even though you speak of Him. We have, again, to reject the Lord Jesus, to reject His message, to reject His doctrine, is to reject the Father's doctrine, because Jesus is sent. Jesus is speaking of what His Father is telling Him to speak. So you say, I know God, God told me this, God told me that, and you have never come by faith to Jesus and confessed your sin. And when I say confessed, I mean you're broken over your sin. And you ask Jesus to forgive you and to come into your heart and save you. If you've never done that, you have no right and you know nothing of what you're talking about when you speak of God has done this and Jesus has done that. Because until you've come to Jesus, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. Until you do that, you can't speak of God the Father. You know nothing of Him, nor do you know the Son. Now, my doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. And so to reject the message of Jesus is to reject the message of God. He says, my doctrine is not mine, but Him that sent me. The teaching that He has, what He has to say, what He has to do, is sent directly from the Father. And so you see, when He says, believe in me, I am this living water. I am the bread of life. He is not speaking for and on His behalf. He is speaking of what the Father has instructed Him to do and to say. So you can't get to the Father without getting to the Son, coming to the Son first. If any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine. Now the will is to come to the Son, to come to the Lord Jesus. We're in the 17th verse. Let's go back very quickly to Psalms 34. If we go back to Psalms 34, is a beautiful verse of Scripture. I know that you have time to find it because I have time to find it. Psalms 34, verse 8, it tells us, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. That's what I'm asking you to do each time we come together. Will you come? I don't care what church you attend. I don't care where you go or don't go. The first step is for you to recognize that Jesus is your Savior. And if you'll come unto Him, as the 17th verse of John tells us in chapter 7, if any man will do His will, he will know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. You see, if you lack the wisdom of God, if any man is willing to do His will, His will, the call of the Father, is to believe in His Son, the Lord Jesus. And if you have gotten away from that teaching, if you have stopped telling people that first of all, and most important, is to come to Jesus and ask Him to save you. Come confessing your sin. If you're in a group that has stopped preaching that because you look out and you think, all the people are good people. They're wonderful people. I don't need to instruct them in that. They all know Jesus. I hate to tell you, but they don't all know Jesus. Maybe some do, maybe most do. But to say all do, even the disciples didn't recognize that Judas Iscariot was among them, and he was not a believer. So I believe you can be fooled too. So to be in a church that continues to proclaim the gospel clearly each time the doors are open, that even though it's people that have been there for years and years, will hear the call and receive the invitation to come to trust in the Lord Jesus to be their Savior. Please that you listen to that. If anyone is willing to do His will, are you willing to come to Jesus? Are you willing to begin that way? That's His way. Meet him at the cross of Calvary, because he died on the cross for you. He took your sins away there. And there's a free gift awaiting you. And all you need to do is turn to him and invite him into your heart. Now, will you do that? You can't turn to him until you're broken of your sin. Many people, they just turn and think they can say the words and go on, and their life never changes, and nothing of their life ever changes. And yet they call themselves Christians. Some of them go to church, some of them don't. But a true believer is a repentant believer, one that has turned to the Lord Jesus. And that means an action, and that's all you have to do. But you need to turn from your wickedness, and the only way that you're going to do that is when you recognize it. So will you confess your sin and come to the Lord Jesus? Will you do it God's way? Will you do it God's way? And it's said, for to do the will of God, we must love him. Now, in order to do the will of God, first of all, you need to confess your sin and turn to Jesus. Meet him at the cross of Calvary, where the offering of his life was made. And the offering and the sacrifice that was made was the only offering and sacrifice that could complete that work, that could pay the debt of your sin. So we must come to Calvary and trust in the Lord Jesus and be saved. Once we are saved, once we've come to the Lord Jesus, the love that we should have for him, and will begin to have because he has taken our sins away, we should decide and to do the will of God, we must love him. We can't serve God. We can't do his will. We can't do his work unless we love him. It's the love that he gives us. That's what comes when we trust in his Son, the Lord Jesus. To know his will, to have the knowledge, we must love God. And in order to love God, we must love his word, because that's how we get to know him. So you see, salvation can come by studying the Word of God, because it will convict you of your sin, and it will turn you to the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus brings us back into fellowship with his Father when we trust in him. In order to grow after we're saved, we must love the Word of God. We must love the knowledge and the wisdom that God gives us. And when we love the knowledge that he has given us, it's right before us here. Here is the knowledge of God. Here is the wisdom of God, right in this wonderful Word of God, right in the Bible, right in the Scripture, right in his holy Word that's right before me now. I have three of them as we're going through this today. I have one that I use every week as we have the program. I have the Bible that I preach from that's right before me, and I have the one then that I turn to Psalms so I could see it all at the same time. I have three Bibles right on this table as we're studying today. I love his word. I love his word. I want his knowledge. I want the will of God. I want the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. In order to have that, I need to go into his word, and I need to love his word. Now, once you have come to Jesus Christ, once you have trusted in him, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. So you see, when Jesus comes to do his Father's will, he's coming to seek and to save us that are lost. So if you will come to him, and if you will trust in him, then you begin to search his word, the knowledge of God. And immediately upon searching his word, and his word only, don't begin to read other books about the word of God, or don't take that other book that people speak of. Stay in his word only. In his word alone. You know, as we go through people today, and they don't even realize that they have added to the word of God, and they have taken away from the word of God by saying that we don't believe in preaching just the gospel. We believe that if we just come to church and and listen to the preacher and live a good life, that's enough. Well, that's not what the Word of God teaches. And it also tells us in Revelation 22, 18 and 19, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Do you think you can have salvation and not follow after this book? Not according to this book. Not according to the Word of God. So what are you going to trust in? Some man's decision and desire, or are you going to follow your own? Jesus himself says, "Follow him that sent me." See, Jesus had no pride. Jesus had no desire to bring attention to himself. Jesus had no desire to develop his own teaching, his own church, his own cult out there. In the Word of God tells us that if we're not of Christ, and Christ is in this book, if we're not of Christ, we're of the Antichrist. There's no middle of the road. There's no certain denomination that's right or that's wrong. Do you look to the Word of God and take all of your teaching from there? Or if you would go to the Word of God, would there be several things that you would have to ignore and forget because your church does not teach that or your church denies that? Well, what did it just say back in Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19? Have you ever seen that? As we go back now to the 17th verse, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine." We'll know. And if you'll come, as Psalms 34, 8 says, "Taste and see." Will you do that? That's all I'm asking you to do. I'm not desiring to upset you. I'm not desiring that you change churches. I'm desiring that you meet Jesus, and then God will direct you whether to change churches, whether to go someplace else that preaches the truth. Because there is a multitude of churches that have changed the Word of God. There is a small group that have stayed with the Word of God. So you're going to have to do some searching. I hope that you're there. I hope that you know the Lord Jesus, and this is just a good time of fellowship talking about Jesus and how we can know his doctrine. We know that if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. He will know the knowledge of God, and he will love the knowledge of God. And you know, when you love the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God, you know what comes next? You'll be obedient. You'll do the will of God, and you'll desire with all your heart, not because that someone is standing over you with a club, someone that is forcing you to do it. You're going to do it because you want to do it, and you love to do it, because God has shown you that he has saved you, and he will not hide anything from you that is in this Word. Now, I have searched through this Word, and I've studied it, and there's been areas of Scripture that, boy, I just couldn't quite get straight in my mind. And I would study it, and I'd read it, and maybe months later, I would come back, and I would read through that, and all of a sudden, it was just as clear as can be. You know, there's many times when we're a young Christian and we're growing, that there's things that he will keep from us until we're able to understand it and able to use what he has for us. We have some growing to do. I love this, his living Word, plus something else that's different in his living Word than any other book, and that is that when you read that Word, it will apply to what you have to do that day, because it's alive. Any other book is not. Any other book can be about the Word of God, about the Lord Jesus, about the Holy Spirit. But it is not directed towards the point, and it's maybe speaks of salvation and tells you have to be saved. And maybe it's a wonderful book. There's nothing that's doctrinally wrong with it. But that book is just a book. This is the living Word. So please stay in it. Because if you do, and if you desire, If you want to know, if you really want to know, God will make it real to you. If you really want to be saved today, He will show you through what we've looked at today. And you can go back to John chapter 3, read through John chapter 3, go to Romans, and you can read Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:9-13. Just start back at the beginning of Romans and read all the way through it. Start the beginning of John and read through it. You know, we have some beautiful verses of Scripture here that we have studied, and it seems like it's been some time ago now, but we have in the John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Do you realize that so many people don't even realize? They think that Jesus was created for the purpose to come down here, and at His birth in Bethlehem, that was the beginning of His existence. And yes, now He's still with the Father. That's not true at all, not according to the Word of God. Jesus has always been, as the Father has always been, as the Holy Spirit have always been. He didn't just start when He came here to earth. We find Him in and out of the pages of the Old Testament many, many times. But you see, you probably didn't realize that because you don't study His Word. You don't know His Word. Do you desire to know it? Because if you do, He will make it real to you. That's the joy of the Word of God. That's the wonder of the Word of God. Please that you come, you look to Him, you enjoy Him, and you'll get to know the Lord Jesus in His power and strength. And again, verse 18 now, He that speaketh of Himself seeketh His own glory. See, Jesus desired none of that. He was coming to do His Father's will. Oh, if we could do that, if we could get ourselves set aside to where we desire to do our Father's will, and we would treat others within the church and that are around us as we would want to be treated and cared for, wouldn't our life change and the lives around us if we would come with that, and we would have no pride and no glory in ourselves? But He that seeketh His glory that sent Him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in Him. You know, do men want to hear the Word of God? He that speaketh of Himself seeketh His own glory. Jesus did not. Jesus was doing the service of His Father. He was in the will of His Father. But the reason that people, again, take this book and change this book is because they want it to be something that is they're able to use. And if they do not surrender their will and love the knowledge of God and be obedient to the Word of God, they're going to be miserable. You can be the most joyful, most patient, most exciting individual if you will surrender to the will of God, and the most knowledgeable individual. But instead of that, we desire the knowledge of man and the will of man. And so we have taken this Word and taken bits and pieces out of it to suit us. And what we didn't like, we said, that doesn't apply anymore. And what we do like, we've kept. But it fits us. Do you want the Word of God? Now, that's not something that I want you to think about lightly. Because when you admit that, yes, I want the Word of God, then you're beginning a most exciting step in your life. And that is because the first thing you're going to find by the Word of God, that the Word will introduce you to your Savior, Jesus Christ. So you need to come to Jesus. You need to look unto the Lord Jesus and trust in Him. And you'll find that for a little bit you're going to be uncomfortable because it's going to convict you of your sin. That's what the Word's for. It convicts you of your sin and it brings you to righteousness by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's so important, my friend, that you see the Lord Jesus, that you stop listening to what man is saying. And even if they're speaking all the time about the Word of God and philosophizing about everything, will you please, yourself, yourself. Get into the Word of God. I can't fool the folks here because they study the Word. And when I say something, I better be able to back it up with the Word of God. Can your preacher do that? Or can you even discern whether he's telling the truth or not? My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?